Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio, the Patrick and Jeremy Show Part 2 on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going back-to-back to recorded programs. I don't know if that gives Mike a break or not, but either way, Republic Broadcasting still has to pay his salary, and he's still got work to do either way, whether we send it recorded or we do it live. And you've got to, there are bills to pay at republicbroadcasting.org, so go there, click there. And Jeremy, what is the various ways for people to contribute?
You can call it in to 1-800-724-2719 extension 300, and you can mail it in if you want to break up that checkbook. Or send oil concealed cash wrapped in aluminum so that the chemtrails do not damage it. You can send that into Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You are investing in free speech for your children and your grandchildren. And if you invest, if you purchase $100 or more in free speech, get a free t-shirt or mug on the end. So please include your return address and your t-shirt size should you wish to purchase $100 in free speech.
Right, and go to nationalbugle.com, download the Kosher Certified app, make sure that your chemtrails are non-kosher certified. By the way, Jeremy, did you catch the part two of Mike Rivera's show this afternoon?
I did. On Tuesday, featuring V. Very V? Educational. And it spilled over into John Stadtmiller's National Intel.
I did. I haven't heard John, because we've been busy with this. I haven't gotten a chance to hear John Stadtmiller's show yet. Well, that's interesting. And, of course, you recall, what were we doing on election night?
We were covering the election, what now is a hoax. You know, we were calling it out. And we spilled over onto V's show. So
he invited us on.
V's got a great show. 10 p.m. Central Time on RBN, goes on to midnight. Gets a little crazy, I'm not going to lie. So don't let your children listen, because it does get a little crazy. But V's got a great show. And, you know, V was talking about chemtrails on Mike Rivera's show. And then V went on to John's show on National Intel, and they resumed the conversation on chemtrails. And I got to say, I'm a little neutral on this one. I think that the government is putting stuff in the air that's affecting us. I don't want to speak any more on the matter because I'm not educated on it, but it doesn't surprise me.
I'm going to say I the eye to eye with Mike Rivera on it. He was making the exact same arguments I make. So, you know, Mike and I see eye to eye on most things. Obviously not the cicada question, the CQ, but on other things, pretty close.
But either way, it's an interesting show to check out if you want to catch a bee.
Yeah.
And Mike Rivera and John Stadtmiller.
And thinking people are if people think for themselves, they're necessarily not going to agree on everything. Like Mike and I, we just don't agree on the cicada question, but that's okay. I mean, for now, it's okay, because right now there's more important things than the cicada question. Once we get the restore the republic and overthrow the medical tyranny and get our country back and kick out all of who's invading us recently? I'm not sure who it is. It was the Haitians last week. Is it the Aborigines now? I'm not sure. But then we can deal with the cicada question at that point.
We may have to deal with the stink bug question. That is a plague of biblical proportions. They're all over my ceiling, and one fell in my gin martini on Friday night, and he got a little messed up.
Did he get? In what way did he get messed up? Did he get drunk? Did he get slumped?
He crawled out of my martini and just fell over and just gave up. I don't know. But these stink bugs are everywhere, and you can't keep them out of the home. really going off on tangents.
Well, and they are from China, you know. They're not indigenous here. They're from China. But
were they made in a laboratory?
They are not made in a laboratory. All right. Well, anyway, you've got some prep here, and we're gonna dive right into it.
So we left off on our show last night, Pat, with Tesla going woke in ways previously thought impossible. By awarding this black employee $137 million because other black employees said the N-word, and there were some swastikas involved, but. Anyway, going on to racial tension, we've got the jogger coming up. This jogger trial set to begin of Ahmaud Arbery, the jogger that jogged into construction sites just to check him out, just because he liked to run.
Did you say armed robbery? What was his name?
Ahmaud Arbery.
Oh, okay. I thought you said armed robbery. All right.
No, Ahmed. It's totally not Muslim. Anyway, according to NPR, the National Propaganda Radio, what you need to know about the start of the trial and the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, not armed robbery, Ahmaud Arbery, also known as the jogger, updated on October 18th, 2021, jury selection is underway. Monday, meaning 2 days ago, in the trial of the three men charged with murdering Ahmaud Arbery in southeastern Georgia last year, Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Bryan, all of whom are white. It's very important that we understand that, Patrick. They are white and Ahmaud Arbery is black.
Mm.
You got that?
Mm-hmm. I got that.
These white men are accused of killing Arbery, who was black. He's black. The February 23rd, 2020 killing was one of several deaths last year, one of several, that ignited the wave of racial justice protests across the U.S. literally, the article says, here's what you need to know about the case. Arbery was killed while jogging. He was a jogger. He was not, real quick, he was not casing construction sites, like looking at tools that he
is that see. What it, does it say that in the article?
It says, no. Well, the article says that Arbery was killed while jogging. He was a former high school athlete, and he loved to run, according to family members. He was out for a jog when he encountered three men who were charged with his murder, who chased him down in pickup trucks. Very important to note, they were in pickup trucks. They were rednecks. I mean, in pickup trucks.
Pickup trucks? Going over railroad tracks with dogs?
Two of them have an Irish name, so, I mean, you know what that is. So, here, quote. Here's a quote. Here, we are in the South, and we witnessed a lynching, according to Bobby Henderson, co-founder of the grassroots group Better Glenn, and he told this to NPR. How far are we from 1892? That's what's on the line. So Arbery, who was in a neighborhood where he didn't belong, supposedly he was jogging there. He had been also spotted being in construction sites, private property, and things were stolen. So that's sort of the context. And these neighborhood watchmen who have Irish last names, and they were in pickup trucks and they were white and Arbery was black, they stopped him. Arbery grabbed one of their guns and he got shot.
Have you seen the videos?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the thing is, I guess these men were originally charged in May of 2020. And this was going to be the spark of the riots. This was the media had already coalesced around this in mid to late May. This was going to be what would spark the summer of love. And then on Memorial Day, I guess, what, May 25th, the George Floyd thing happened, and they said, no, we're going with that. And
you also,
this was going to be it.
You also had, just in case both of those failed, or one of them failed, you also had the Breonna Taylor incident in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Where Breonna Taylor, her boyfriend was into drugs, and there was a warrant issued to search her apartment. And when the detective showed up, her boyfriend fired through the door. They fired back. Unfortunately, Breonna Taylor was hit and killed. And so you had that incident. But, so you had three incidents.
But she wasn't an angel either, right? I mean, she was.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want anybody to be killed and all of that. But she was involved in these, like the drugs for cash and all this, right? She had something.
Yeah. Her apartment was a drop place for drugs. Drug dealer A drops said drugs at apartment B, and drug dealer C comes and picks it up. And so that was why her apartment was targeted. I guess the point that I'm trying to bring up is that there are three incidences here with Aubrey the jogger, Breonna Taylor the nurse, and George Floyd the saint.
Yeah.
And the media was looking. So there was a plan.
Yeah, it was.
I'm saying there was a plan.
And I'm the type of person who doesn't go too much into plans, but there was definitely a plan. There was absolutely this whole summer of love from 2020 was pre-planned. Black Lives Matter was in gear. Even if these Black Lives Matter people themselves don't know it, there was a plan. And it marched out.
But what was the catalyst? That is the variable, right?
Yeah. And the George Floyd thing just fell into their laps. But they were right about to kick it off with this armed robbery thing. Now, this guy, the jogger, I know I've seen at least two tapes from different times. One was obviously in colder times, and one was in warmer times because of the way the guy was dressed. But this was security footage from inside the very construction site that he had visited that day, where he's walking in and he's looking around. You know, he walks around, cases out the place, and then, you know, in the days that follow, there was expensive construction equipment stolen. And this had happened repeatedly. And so this was obviously what this guy was doing. He was going around staking out places, and these people in the pickup trucks were onto it because if it wasn't their construction site, they knew the people who had the construction site. They knew what was going on, and so they confronted him, and they were armed. And then he lunged at their weapons, and he wound up dying.
If I may add, mm-hmm. I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, so keep your train of thought. I've grown up working in these construction sites as a drywall finisher and a painter, and you may be thinking, oh, like what could he take, like 2x4s and a hammer? Well, look, there's very expensive nail guns and compressors. There's a lot of tools on these construction sites that you could take to a pawn shop and get 20, 30, 50 bucks for, which is a lot of crack. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could get more than that for a lot of the things that would be on construction sites. You know, I don't know. The one that I saw, you know, they were constructing the inside of the house. And I know people, aside from tools, there's other things that can be stolen, you know, like copper pipes, for instance.
Exactly.
Wiring, you know, lots of things. So you leave some pipes or some wires there. This is stuff that can be taken to scrap metal dealers. And I have a friend who had sold his house, and I talked to the people that bought the house, because I went by there like a week later, and the guy was practically in tears because the people that he was going to use, that he thought were going to be like clearing out all the junk, what they did is they cleared out all of the pipes and the wiring and everything else, and went off to another state and never came back. So there's a lot at these sites. At any rate, so that was what was going to be. So now they're going to follow through. Are we going to get I guess we're not going to get a winter of love because it's cold out there.
You can't do a lot of protests when it's cold, no. Robert Rubin, the attorney for Travis McMichael, said the men were simply trying to detain Arbery. Okay, so Georgia has a former citizen's arrest law. Georgia had a citizen's arrest law, and they have rescinded that law.
Because of this case.
Because of this case. So now in Georgia, if you see someone breaking into your neighbor's house, you cannot detain them. You cannot do a citizen's arrest because of this case.
And you know, this was something that Mark Collett was talking about this morning on our Tuesday show. He was talking about how when a white lad is accused of anything, they'll use that to try to change laws, to take away people's rights. Yep. And yet when this Somali lad went and stabbed an MP to death, they're not going to change any laws. They talk about what a good lad he was. He had gotten good grades in school, and he was a good boy. But here you go. Yeah.
And also, the three men facing a slew of charges in a Georgia state court, it includes felony murder. But get this, the Department of Justice has filed federal charges against the men. So the three men on the neighborhood watch who were stopping a burglar, they are now facing hate crime charges.
Mm. Okay, so now what happens...
On a federal level.
On a federal level, which means Merrick Garland.
Exactly. Merrick Garland, one of the tribe.
One of the tribe, right. Merrick Garfinkel. Now, what happens if people aren't allowed to intervene in crimes? So, for instance, we had on the Philadelphia Elevated Train, the L.
Yes.
What is it called? The Franktown Market Street line. Which goes from up around Temple University down through the hood in North Philly, through downtown, it takes a turn, goes out on Market Street, past 30th Street Station, past Drexel University, University of Pennsylvania, where it can pick up some white people, but then it goes back into the West Philadelphia hood. And as it was going to the West Philadelphia hood, there was, for about 8 minutes, a rape. We don't know who was raped, but we do know the rapist. He is a black guy, and his name was Fiston Ngai. And I have to say, I'm going to tune into Fascination this week just to hear Jazz Hands. He's got to talk about this. Now, I mean, it would be better if it was Halberstram. He would have been better at saying Ngoy. But at any rate. Can't miss that. But there were people on the train, and most of the people on that train at that time of night were probably black. They intervene? No. Did they film it on their cell phones? Yes.
And the rapist was not an American black.
So do we know where the rapist was from?
We don't know for sure, but he was some sort of a foreigner.
Yeah.
It's possible that he was one of the recent refugees under Biden.
Who knows? Ngoy is an African name, and a lot of these Central Americans are actually African. They don't know how to tell the difference. But we're up at the break.
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. When every move he makes, another chance it takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number. Hadn't checked.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Asian man, they've given you a number, and they've taken away your name.
Yeah. And we are back, and I guess now we're going to turn our attention to some articles from the dare I say the most trusted name in news?
Dare you would. DailyStormer.su, formerly known as Tranny Watch, currently known as John Carpenter's Hoax Watch. Now they're admitting the vax does nothing and the fake crisis will continue indefinitely. Did you have some commentary?
Well, I haven't read it yet.
Let's just get into this and pick it apart.
Okay.
So I'm going to just read right from Andrew England. He wrote this article. I hate to say that I predicted this for real. I'm so tired of saying that. I just feel exhausted by all of this virus gibberish. Frankly, I didn't predict anything. All I did was look at all of these papers that the globalists have published themselves publicly and then just explain what that meant in terms of the virus hoax. There was no predicting involved, but I did say that everything was going to happen, including that after the vaccine was deployed, they would eventually admit that it doesn't really work. So you have to stay locked down and keep getting more and more vaccines. Again, not really a prediction. All of these people from the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum, every other elite group going back over 100 years, they were saying they were planning to downsize your life, to force you to live in small apartments and not have children, The most famous statement is that you'll own nothing and be happy. But that was just a quick summary of their agenda over a period of nearly 150 years. So the idea that this virus hoax would be pushed by these organizations, and then they would just say, oh, okay, you can go back to normal, that is utterly nonsensical. And anyone says that he tried to explain this. And if the article is very long, if anyone wants to read that, we've given you the headlines and the source. The gist of the article is that global elites have been planning some sort of a clampdown for at least 100 years. And if you want to get into the specifics of it, you and I covered in summer of 2020 on implants. Actually, we covered it on your show. I didn't have my show yet. We covered it on Patrick and Jeremy. That agendas 2021 and 2030, they plan to downsize the population and divide the globe into 10 regions in the name of climate control. So there is a plan. Now, how many contingencies there are, and did they try to implement this earlier and it didn't work? I mean, I don't know. Those are all variables. What do you say, Patrick? What do you make of is there a plan? Do these global elites have a plan for us? And how have they been successful or unsuccessful at implementing the plan?
Well, I mean, I think there are elites. There are the elites that we usually talk about, which would be the Jewish-dominated elite that runs the Western countries. You've got a Chinese elite as well, which is distinct and different. And I guess you'd have a Russian elite. You can never really prove a lot of these things because, you know, we're just one people. And especially if you're talking about things that you are supposing happened in secret behind closed doors, I mean, it's really hard to prove one way or another about these things. I've always been of the opinion that there are competing plans, that there are multiple plans, that there are all sorts of contingencies, and that Kim Il-sung says, ultimately, the people are the masters of their own destiny. But I mean, what you can say for sure is that there have been, certainly there have been elites who have always wanted to clamp down on the societies. You look at the Soviet Union during all of its history, even after the Jewish Bolsheviks were pushed aside, you still had, even up to the very end, you had a KGB that was keeping files on people. There's always been efforts to monitor, to control, to censor, all this. There's always been that kind of effort. The thing is, now there is capabilities like there never was before. There's capabilities of keeping and storing and sorting through information, giant databases, but there's also capabilities of monitoring people because we're all carrying around these cell phones, because there are cameras everywhere, because now there's facial recognition technology, and soon there's, you know, the idea is to get biometrics. And so there's absolutely a push. There is a plan or a number of allied plans. And so I wouldn't talk about a plan personally, but I talk about a push. There is a push to have a mass surveillance, biometric tyranny, medical and everything, to have DNA prints on us all. And it is really Orwellian and dystopian, and if we don't take a stand now and become the masters of our own destiny, we might never have another chance.
Plans lying in wait, just looking for an opportunity.
We're up at the break, but let's hear what you have to say on the other side.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back, and I just spent all of the last segment talking about what I think is going on in terms of moving into dystopia. What say you, Jeremy?
Well, there are different plans, and as you've talked about, they're waiting for opportunities. The opportunities are the key here. You can go back, and if you go to this Andrew England article, into admitting the vax doesn't work, and he's talking about how these globalist elites have been planning a control of the global populace. He mentioned several books, a lot of which I have on my reading list here. The New World Order by H.G. Wells. Now, that's well over 115 years ago. The Impact of Science on Society by Bertrand Russell. Alex Huxley, The Brave New World Revisited. Prospect for America, the Rockefeller Panel Reports, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time by Carol Quigley. And then you got The First Global Revolution, a report by the Council of the Club of Rome. All very old books, but you do get into some new things here. Let me just fast forward into this. COVID-19, The Great Reset by Charles Schwab, a very recent book. where the elites are openly admitting to what they're planning to do. The opportunity that they seek is the variable. And, you know, I would say that could they have sought to implement this in the 1918 Spanish flu? Maybe. How about post-World War II? You know, when Europe was in chaos, they could have tried to start it there and it didn't work. You know, you got in the 21st century, the COVID-1, the H1N1, that followed the 2008 financial collapse. So as you're talking about, there's a perfect storm here of everybody being on the internet and everything being connected, and they saw a chance to implement this and they took it. But some of these plans have been in the planning for over 100 years. I guess that's what the takeaway from this article. Mm-hmm. They're just waiting for an opportunity.
So, whether the events that are unfolding now were actually planned out 100 years ago or 10 years ago or 1 year ago, or they just happened kind of organically by happenstance, isn't really the main thing. I mean, it's interesting to look into it. It's something that people can talk about. But are the elites today, are they planning things 1 year out, 10 years out, 100? Are they making plans for 100 years from now? Plans, how concrete are those plans? And do the elites actually get together and agree on a given plan for what's going to happen 10 years from now or 100 years from now? That's all stuff that you can talk about, but it's certainly not stuff we should fight about, because what is certain is what's going on right now. And what is certain is the direction things are going in right now. And it's a really bad direction, whether it was planned out 100 years ago or 1 year ago or, 1 month ago, isn't the main thing. The main thing is that it's bad, it's scary, and it must stop. And, you know, that's what we really have to focus on.
Well, and pushback in the form of noncompliance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something they anticipated, but, you know, their anticipations aren't perfect, and you can't just crash society. You can't just let 50% of the Chicago police quit. I mean, can you imagine? Like, what state of chaos would Chicago be in? So someone's going to have to break. Someone's going to have to give. And, you know, God bless these policemen in Chicago that are not willing to take the baps. I hope the establishment breaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they're going to have to go to a plan C and a contingency D or whatever. But anticipating how the public is going to react to this, that's a huge variable. If these people are planning this, my God, they got to be going crazy right now.
Yeah, and you can talk about, they got all these computer models, but they didn't have computer models 100 years ago. But here's the thing. They are pushing, and, it seems hardly a week goes by without another outrage being announced. Which is, that's the bad part. But the good part is that, you know, we have been seeing now for a number of weeks, for at least a couple of months, big pushback, you know, in Australia, these demonstrations, and demonstrations in other places, in Slovenia, I guess in Paris, they're having giant demonstrations. They've been having demonstrations in London, and then they're starting in the United States, but more than the demonstrations, the non-compliance. And so you mentioned the Chicago Police Union, which is calling for non-compliance. And you're also seeing rollback. You are seeing the elite having to retreat. Now, whether they're going to be retreating faster than they're pushing forward, I mean, is the tide really turning? But there is some success. So you had Governor Pritzker of Illinois, who's confronted with the Chicago Police Union, and he is delayed. He is postponed, I guess, by a month or something, his vax mandate. you've got this pushback in Chicago, in California, where public school students are not going to school. I'm not sure if there's what's come of that, but you have in this might seem like a small thing, but in Louisiana State University, LSU, the home of the Tigers, go Tigers or whatever. And they have a big stadium with maybe 50,000 seats, and a lot of people were getting their vaxes so that they could go to the football game because what's more important. But yet there's been so much noncompliance that the school gave up on demanding to see people's vax passports. And so you're getting some pushback. You're getting, and of course that Armenian hag governor of New South Wales had to resign. Now she's saying it's because she's a giant whore and she was shagging the another politician. But we all know that it was she got caught taking money from Pfizer to push these things. And of course, I failed to mention the Southwest Airlines. They backed down. The CEO of Southwest Airlines is backed down in the face of the effective strike. What were they calling it? The sick out. So things are moving.
Well, let's acquiesce just for a moment. Let's both come on the same page. There is a plan. If you would acquiesce that, just in this hypothetical, there's so many variables, you know, in the people around the globe. What if the people push back to the point where their plan was foiled for 20, 30, 50 years? You know, that's a possibility. Yeah. Enough people push back and they have to regather, they have to replan, they have to redo. And maybe their plans eventually come of naught. Who knows?
Well, the thing is, with the pushback, it's not just that you would be resetting the clock to 2019. Because what's happening is people are people are pushing back because they're realizing that their own governments, that their own elites hate them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a very dangerous game they're playing. They're playing double or nothing. They were counting on getting double. They could wind up with less than nothing.
It's a giant red pill, where people realize that the media and the medical establishment and their own governments are illegitimate.
Yeah.
What kind of transformation of society could we see from that? Wow.
I mean, you could, on the one hand, you got like what the Israelis like to call facts on the ground. In America, it means like you've got all, in America, there's so much demographics, because a lot of things can be pushed back. A lot of economic policies can be rolled back or undone. But when you wind up with like 100 million plus people who shouldn't be here, but they are here, that's an awful lot of people. And they're just flooding us. But people see that they're flooding us. And, you know, you still have people who will. I mean, there was a caller today to Mike Rivera's show who was talking about, well, people are just leaving their countries because of the poverty. It's such bad poverty, and they're coming here, and we got to do something. And of course, we don't have to do anything. And they're not. And of course, they're not necessarily leaving because of poverty. I mean, these Haitians, the actual Haitians, have been living in places like Chile or Venezuela or Colombia or, you know, places in South America. They've been living there and had jobs. But when Biden came in and CNN Spanish language started saying, oh, Biden wants you in America. They went to America. And this is something Michael Yan, whose nickname is Bam Bam. He's like a war correspondent. But he went down to South America and was saying that, CNN Latin America is actually saying that Biden wants you to go to America. And when I was hearing these people, these Haitians on the border being interviewed, they weren't being interviewed in French Creole. They were being interviewed in Spanish. So they've been obviously been spending years in South America. So they weren't coming to escape Haitian poverty. They're just coming to get free stuff in America.
And so many people are seeing it. Yeah. The elites are definitely taking a huge risk here and waking up the global populace. But
it is a big risk. Like I say, it's double or nothing. You had had, I thought like in 2015, 2014, yeah. Maybe when was the whole gay marriage thing? That was like that
2015.
Game, was that 2015? And you know, that was a big deal. And when they did that, it was like they thought they had everything, you know, everything under control. And you know, and the tranny stuff and Hillary and all this was just going to be them running their victory lap. They thought they had won the game, that all they had to do was like, what do you do in football? You can do those three, take a kneels, and the clock runs out. That's where they thought they were. And then Brexit happened and Trump happened and they got nervous, and then they went accelerationist. They went double or nothing, and it's a big risk for them. And
I heard Poland. Yeah, I heard Poland is getting out too. Poland? Is it
so
whole exit?
Whole exit. Yeah.
Or ex-pole. It's one of those two.
Pole dancing.
But yeah.
The poles are going to phase out. Yeah, they'll be pole dancing out.
But the point is, they've woke up so many people in trying to go double or nothing. There's no turning back.
There's no turning back. And it's like what I was saying with Trump after the election, before January 6th. If he survives, if Trump were to survive, it would have been a very different administration. Now, if he gets elected, if he comes back in a election in 2024, will he have learned anything? I don't know. But I thought what I was saying after the election, it was so clear he was being betrayed by these people like Esper, by Barr, by Haspel at the CIA, all these people, that he would have been in a position to completely clean house. And the same way, if we get back, if we are able to push back successfully against the COVID tyranny and the biometric, you know, the biometric, whatever it is, where they're taking all our genetic fingerprints and everything, things won't go back to 2019. Everything will be different. I don't know how it'll be, but it'll be different.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going back to, but nothing's going to be the same again.
Nothing's going to be the same. Now, you know, the one thing I worry about, though, is, and here's something, this is not in the prep, but do you know who Barry Weiss is? It's not the, not Barry White, the soul singer from the 1970s. But,
yeah, Barry Weiss, yeah.
Barry Weiss. I mean, they probably weigh about the same, but Barry Weiss is this Jewish girl who wrote for was an editor at the New York Times, even in her 20s, because she's Jewish and they do these things. She was somebody who, I think was from that Tree of Life synagogue that got shot up. But she was on CNN the other day, and she was getting some kudos for saying, oh, the wokeness has gone too far. But of course, you know, she's not saying anything that would be, it's all like Ben Shapiro type of stuff. And then plus, you know, she says, oh, and why is it racist to talk about the coronavirus? I mean, basically, she was kind of throwing shade at China. And this is the worry that if they retreat, that they retreat in such a way that the anger gets thrown towards China or Russia, and then we wind up with World War III. This is the type of thing Mike Rivera was talking about. He was talking about in terms of economics, but you know, when they want to distract away from a giant failure, that's a good time to start a big war.
And history does bear that out.
History bears it out, and that's the thing I worry about, because you do have the it's not just boomers, but you know, you got all these people who are, well, on the right, they're ready to blame China for everything, and obviously on the left they were ready to blame Russia for everything. And those two countries are, as we see, they're aligned with each other. So it would be so easy. It would be so easy to get the population to rally around. Oh, it was China that did the coronavirus at us, and Russia did the Trump election at us, and China did the Biden elections at us, and just to externalize everything that our own elite was doing to us and blame it on these other countries. But yeah, we're at the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are back. And so is there a do you have a particular religious view of what's going on?
Well, you know, we mentioned in the Patrick and Jeremy show on In Plain Sight last night how that the Bible did predict about a left and right power balance that would happen in the end times. But that is going to collapse into a one world government, a government ruled by the Antichrist. And I know we're getting into regions of religion previously thought impossible on National Bugle, but If you would allow me.
Go right ahead.
That means if you have a left and right balance, that one of those sides are going to have to collapse to move into the one world government. And so that could explain this push from the West, the neoliberal West, for war with China, which is totally crazy. Just, I can't even imagine these people like seriously contemplating this, but they are. Some sort of a conflict that would collapse this balance of power into a one world order. And so that's what the prophecies speak of. A collapse of the left-right power structure into a one-world order under one emperor. And I don't know. I mean, could you speak to that? Do you have anything to say at all to that?
I don't know. I don't know. All sorts of things could happen. You know, here's one thing. We're almost getting, humanity is almost getting too big for our britches. And, you know, since 1945, we've had the nuclear weapons. And, you know, just as, you know, we've got the capability to surveil like we never had before, we've got the capability to destroy like we never had before. We've got, you know, the population is just exploding. Things are kind of spinning out of control. And so, anything could happen. Are we getting too big for our britches?
I mean, I think we are. And a series of nuclear strikes would be probably the catalyst to bring the world into some sort of global governance. I know that sounds pretty radical, but I don't think these people are beyond that. These are the same people that did 9/11. That did all of the false flags in the 20th century to bring about war. Why wouldn't they go this far? In their minds, they'll be protected. They're the elite. It's only going to be the little guy to suffer. So if that is their goal, just like their goal was to do 9/11 to get, you know, Israel's enemies conquered in the Middle East. I mean, look at how many people died. Mm-hmm. What, 3,000-4,000 in 9/11? Mm-hmm. And if these people are capable of that, they're capable of anything. Just remember Madeleine Albright. Was it worth it? 500,000 women and children? It was definitely worth it, she says.
Yep.
These people are psychopaths, and they'll stop at nothing to get their global governance.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Jeremy.
Sorry for the black pill.
But there are white pills in there.
A lot of white pills. Stay classy on the emails. I know you will.
Yeah. Keep pushing back. We are scoring victories. So let's just keep pushing back. And the great leader, Comrade Kim Il-sung, said, the people are the masters of their own destiny. We are the people. I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because